Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Bonjour, this is Fabulously Delicious, the French food podcast. This is the podcast that's all about the cuisine that is said to have founded modern cooking. French ingredients and dishes have been the starting block for many of the world's best chefs and cooks. So on Fabulously Delicious, you'll learn all about those dishes and ingredients, as well as get to know more about fabulous French foodies. I'm your host, Andrew Pryor. Enchanté.
Enchanté.
10 years ago, my life changed when I competed on MasterChef Australia, and now I'm living my best life right here in France. Cooking, eating, meeting wonderful locals, food producers, chefs, home cooks, drinking amazing wines, eating some of the over, would you believe there are more than 1,500 French cheeses? And sharing these fabulous experiences with you, my fabulously delicious audience. I hope you're enjoying them. Today is episode number 137, or 137 as we say here in France. We are continuing the A to Z of French herbs, and today's herb is one that is as important to French cuisine as it is to many other cuisines around the world, including Middle Eastern and African cuisine. Not just the cuisines from its native region of the Mediterranean. Sit back, turn the volume up. If you're not driving, pour yourself a glass of wine, break a baguette, add a bit of saucisson maybe, some of that delicious cheese, and enjoy today's episode of Fabulously Delicious, the A to Z of French herbs. Time. Time in French is pronounced thyme and spelt T-H-Y-M. So that basically the French drop the E off it. Thyme's botanical name is Thymus vulgarius, and comes from Thymus being Egyptian and vulgarius being Greek. The name thyme, though, derives from the Greek word thymus, which means to fumigate. This refers most likely to the burning of thyme as an incense in ancient Greek temples. Other varieties of thyme include lemon thyme, orange thyme, lime thyme, caraway thyme, wild thyme, woolly thyme, creeping thyme, common thyme, English thyme, summer thyme, and even winter thyme. Summer thyme, winter thyme. There's also Amberger thyme, Corsican thyme, shiny thyme, lying thyme, and broadleaf thyme. Common thyme, or French thyme as it is known, is the main culinary used thyme around the world. Thyme is a herb that is part of the Lamaceae or mint family of herbs, and it's also relative, so to speak, of oregano. Native to the Mediterranean, it is now grown all around the world. Wild thyme specifically grows in the Levant, which is a region taking in Israel, Jordan, Lebanon, Syria, Greece, and Libya. This is thought to be the area that thyme was first cultivated. Thyme throughout history has been used for culinary, medicinal, and ornamental purposes. It was once even thought to be the home of fairies. In the Elizabethan era, folklore says that fairies used to use the blossoms of thyme to cradle their babies. Ancient Egyptians would use thyme in the embalming process, and the ancient Greeks used it in their baths to soothe themselves when bathing, and also used to burn thyme as an incense in their temples, believing that this was a source of courage. Greek mythology believed that thyme was born from the tears of Helen of Troy. It was the Romans that are the reason for the spread of thyme, it's thought, throughout Europe. The Romans would use thyme to purify their rooms and also used to add flavour to cheese and drinks. They would pin sprigs of thyme on their garments before going into battle and exchange it amongst themselves because they thought that it would bring them bravery and strength. During the Middle Ages, thyme was placed by many Europeans beneath their pillows to aid their sleep and ward off nightmares. Women would also gift thyme to knights to bring them courage. And during funerals, thyme would be placed in the coffins of the dead and lit as an incense in order to assure the person's passage into the next life. Getting back to the fairies, it was the French who thought that if they grew thyme in their garden, they would attract fairies. I wonder if they still think this today. I have to ask a few. There is a voodoo recipe using thyme called Three Jacks and King Oil, which was used by gamblers who believed it would bring them good fortune. In fact, even today, people believe that thyme will bring them good fortune in finance, gambling, and love. Some people actually burn thyme in a magic spell as they believe it will attract a lover. Thyme grows best in hot, sunny locations within a well-drained soil. It's a perennial plant, which means that it can grow more than 2 years. It can be propagated by seed, cuttings, or dividing the roots. It's very drought tolerant and can also take deep freezing, so it's often found growing in mountain highlands. The plant has small leaves that grow in clusters on thin stems usually. It's a creeping plant that has small pale pink or white flowers depending on the variety. It is also known as a honey plant due to its nature of attracting bees. On an area of 1 hectare of thyme, the production of honey obtained from bees can be as much as 185 kilos per year. So of course, that means that the honey itself has a delicious thyme scent and taste to it, which in turn makes it a very popular and delicious honey to have. Fabulously Delicious is a part of the Evergreen Podcast Network. Some of my favourite fabulous shows on the Evergreen Podcast Network are the French History Podcast, where Dr. Gary Giraud explores events and people from 3 million years ago to the present day here in France. Gary Giraud is a historian who has a PhD in modern British and French history. Another great podcast about French history on the Evergreen Network is Le Siècle by David Montgomery. It's all about France's history from 1814 to 1914, which was a century that was full of both turmoil and stagnation, revolution and industrialization, wealth and poverty, colonialism and humiliation. Check out these and other shows, as well as more episodes of Fabulously Delicious at evergreenpodcast.com. Coming to France? Planning a trip to Paris? Or are you one of those lucky ones that live in Paris? I've been lucky enough to live in Paris as well, and I can say this, I ate my way through Paris for you. So with all that experience of eating, drinking, and exploring the City of Lights, Love, and Good Food, I thought, I need to bring that experience to you, my fabulously delicious audience. Because, well, hey, if you're listening, you probably love French food, right? So, I created my first book, A Food Guide to Paris, called Paris, A Fabulous Food Guide to the World's Most Delicious City. In it, you'll find 379 recommendations, to be exact, consisting of 17 boulangeries, 28 cafes, 11 chocolate shops, 13 fromageries, 15 markets or marchés as we call them in French, 17 patisseries, 172 restaurants and 27 wine bars. But these are just tip of the iceberg when it comes to Paris, A Fabulous Food Guide to the World's Most Delicious City. Because there's also recommendations on food streets, gourmet and kitchen supply stores, and so much more. Paris, A Fabulous Food Guide to the World's Most Delicious City is a 2024 edition, and so that means it's up to date or with all the recommendations in it. So if you're trip planning or coming this year to Paris, it's perfect for you. But if you're just a lover of Paris, France, and all things French food, you'll also love it. You can get a copy on my website, andrewpryorfabulously.com, where you can even get a signed and gift package version for you. Or you can get the book on Amazon, and there's also a Kindle version. I hope you enjoy it. Usually, thyme is sold fresh in sprigs. Sprigs is the term for a single stem snipped from the plant. You can also get dried thyme as well. Thyme retains its taste when dried better than other herbs, hence its popularity in the dried form. In cuisine, thyme is a component of the za'atar mix, but in French cuisine, thyme plays a part in the bouquet garni and the herbs de Provence mixtures that I've mentioned in previous Fabulously Delicious, the French Food Podcast A to Z of French Herb series. One of my favourite recipes highlighting not just thyme, but also delicious seasonal vegetables is the ratatouille. So here's my recipe for ratatouille. And just a side note, no rats have been harmed in the making of this recipe. So the ingredients you'll need: 3 onions peeled and sliced, 500 grams of tomatoes diced, 1 red, green and yellow pepper cut into strips, or capsicum as we say in Australia, 2 large zucchinis cut into large pieces, 1 large eggplant cut into large pieces, 7 tablespoons of olive oil. That might seem like a lot, but it's not when it comes to the final dish, trust me. 2 cloves of garlic peeled and minced or crushed, 4 sprigs of thyme, 1 bay leaf, a pinch of saffron, salt and pepper to taste, a handful of chopped parsley. The method? Preheat an oven to 210 degrees Celsius or 410 degrees Fahrenheit. Add 1 tablespoon of the oil to a fry pan and sauté the onions until translucent. Add 2 tablespoons of oil to a Dutch oven and add the cooked onions. Add 1 tablespoon of olive oil to the fry pan, again, and sauté the peppers or capsicums for 5 minutes, then add them to the Dutch oven. Then do the same for the zucchini and then the eggplant, and then finally the tomatoes. When all the vegetables are in the Dutch oven, add the crushed garlic and the herbs, season generously with salt and pepper, stir and put the lid on and cook in the oven for 20 minutes. Remove from the oven, stir, and then sprinkle with the parsley and serve. Another recipe I love to make with thyme that's perfect for a cheese board is my thyme shortbread biscuits. Here is my recipe for thyme shortbread. The ingredients you'll need: 2 sprigs of thyme, 200 grams of all-purpose flour, 5 tablespoons of olive oil, 80 grams of butter melted, 2 egg yolks. Save the egg whites for a pavlova or some meringues by putting them in the Ziploc bag and placing in the freezer until you're ready to use them. A pinch of salt and 1 tablespoon of sugar. The method? Preheat the oven to 180 degrees Celsius or 350 degrees Fahrenheit. Line 2 baking sheets or trays with baking paper. Take the leaves off the thyme sprigs and place in a food processor. Add the olive oil, egg yolks, melted butter and salt and mix until combined. Add the flour and mix together until everything combines and forms a dough. Pour the dough out onto a lightly floured surface and roll the dough out evenly and then cut into the shapes that you'd like. Bake in the oven at 180 degrees Celsius for 15 minutes until lightly browned. Remove and let them cool on the tray for 5 minutes. And then individually place them on cooling racks until they're completely cooled and ready to eat. Thyme is so important in its use in cuisine and other things in the Provence region of France that there is even a protected geographic indication for, specifically, thyme de Provence. Jus de thyme is often mentioned in recipes in France and especially in provincial cuisine. This is not referring usually to a juice coming from the thyme plant itself, but instead it refers to a sauce or jus made from the cooking liquid of the dish that has thyme added and infused into it. This is something you often see with roasted lamb, chicken, or other poultry dishes. In France, thyme is the main ingredient in farigoule liqueur, also known as fourcalquier. It's served as a digestive, chilled or added to coffee, and can be used in cooking and goes well flambéed on grilled chicken or also grilled prawns. It has been made in Provence since the early 17th century. Throughout France, homeopathic pharmacies, of which there are many, offer thyme-based remedies for ailments. These include thyme oil and also thyme teas and infusions. In fact, they recommend thyme tea to help with a hangover after a big night out, apparently. The essential oil from thyme is an ingredient in mouthwashes like the well-known Listerine. Before the invention of antibiotics, the thyme essential oil was often used to medicate bandages. Its essential oils these days are also used in diffusers and massage oils to help relieve stress and anxiety. Thyme has been used medicinally because of its medicinal properties and contains antioxidants and anti-inflammatory properties. It's often used in herbal teas to help relieve symptoms of colds and coughs, and an infusion of thyme is apparently also even a good hair rinse for those lucky people with specifically dark hair. Just check out a photo of myself for the reason why I say lucky. Please do check out, if you like this episode about thyme, the episode I did previously on lemon thyme. And this is a series of the A to Z of French herbs. Just search lemon thyme. What I'd like to know, after all that we've learnt today about thyme in this episode, is it thyme, T-I-M-E, that heals all wounds? Or thyme the herb that heals all wounds? Let me know what you think. That's it for another episode of Season 4 of Fabulously Delicious. How do you use thyme? Do you use it? What's your favourite recipe using thyme? Let me know by contacting me via Instagram, slide into my DMs at Andrew Pryor Fabulously, or email me on contact@andrewpryorfabulously.com, as I love to chat with you all. If you share your recipes for thyme with me, I'll give them a go and post on my socials and possibly even my blog, which you can find at www.andrewpryorfabulously.com. Thank you for listening, and remember, you know what my motto is: whatever you do, do it fabulously. Merci beaucoup and bon app.
Hello, and welcome to Novel Conversations, a podcast about the world's greatest stories. I'm your host, Frank Lavallo, and for each episode of Novel Conversations, I talk to two readers about one book, and together, we summarize the story for you. We introduce you to the characters, we tell you what happens to them, and we read from the book along the way. So if you love hearing a good story, you're in the right place. Our ninth season is coming this fall. Tune in to hear from some of the all-time great authors: Charles Dickens, Jules Verne, F. Scott Fitzgerald, and more. Subscribe to Novel Conversations wherever you listen to podcasts.